A Wellington clinical psychologist is advising New Zealanders to keep calm and be prepared for an Omicron outbreak. The infectious strain of COVID is making many older people who rely on outside help nervous, and they're not the only ones. Others are stocking up, indeed working from home, worrying about what to tell their children. We can talk now, though, with Victoria University clinical psychologist Dougal Sutherland. Kia ora, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Kia ora, good morning. Nice to be with you.
What is the most important thing that people can do?
Well, I think, you know, as you said in your intro, keeping calm is really important, as calm as you can. And we often gloss over that and say, oh, yeah, of course we need to keep calm. But actually focusing on keeping centred and calm and grounded so that you can think clearly about a situation and then get prepared. Listen to your anxiety and what are you getting anxious about? Is it your home? Is it your whānau? Is it your work? And then use that to guide you to prepare. And that's a really practical thing because anxiety is trying to get you to do something. But we also know from previous experience in COVID lockdowns that when people engage in health-related behaviours, it actually helps lower their anxiety and their distress.
Okay, so what kind of things can people do to, you know, damp down that feeling that many people will be experiencing at the moment?
So think about the things in your life that you can control. Try not to focus it too much on things that are out of your control, like how fastly Omicron's going to rip through New Zealand. You know, we can't control that. But what can you control in your world, in your life? And that might be as simple as I've got enough masks and am washing my hands. It could be that me and my whānau have stocked up on library books and we've got a couple of packs of playing cards so that when we get isolated, we've actually got things to do. It could be that you have a conversation with your work, if you haven't had that already, about what are the arrangements about working from home? Can I do it? What's the possibilities? How much sick leave have I got? So those really practical things that are that your anxiety is sort of prompting you to attend to, try and put some really practical things in place that you can control.
What shouldn't you do?
You probably don't want to panic, you know, and you probably don't need any more toilet paper. We've probably all got enough of that right now. But also, as I mentioned earlier, try not to focus too much on the things that are out of your control. Try to bring your focus of control, your thinking into the things that are in your circle of control, rather than things that you can't really control or influence at all. So that gives a sense of controllability over the whole situation.
What about social media, news? It's hard, isn't it? Because you need to kind of keep up with things and you need to be informed, but it's a fine line, or it can be.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I've found myself doom scrolling in the past too, and it just gets worse and worse and worse, and you can get sucked into a bit of a negative spiral. But my suggestion is if you find that yourself doing that, then try and limit yourself to perhaps two or three news catch-ups a day. Listen to the news in the morning, lunchtime maybe, and then in the evening, just to keep up to date. But you probably don't need to be having the radio or the news on 24/7 if that's going to cause you some stress.
How do you talk to children about this?
So firstly, I'd be saying to parents, be careful to inoculate your children against your own anxiety as parents. That often the things that we as adults and parents worry about are not the same things that children are worried about. So rather than telling them or them overhearing your conversations about what you're worried about, take some time to simply sit and listen to what they are thinking about us in the situation. And look, it could be nothing. I talked to my 15-year-old daughter yesterday. I said, are you guys talking about Omicron and worried about it? She said, nah, we don't really think about it until it happens. So I was like, okay. And younger kids might be worried about who's going to feed the rabbit, or, you know, will they still get to watch TV or something like that? So take some time to listen and then avoid trying to solve the problem for them or trying to just placate them and say it'll be all right, dear. What we want to do is we want to build active copers in our children. So that means helping them to figure out what they can do to alleviate their anxiety and control the situation. Of course, they might need parents' help to do that, but don't do it for them. which may go against your natural instincts as a parent. You may want to, you know, of course we all want to protect and help and support our kids. But actually, in the long run, we want to build kids who can recognise their anxiety and do something practical and active to cope with it, rather than simply falling back on other people.
Interesting stuff. Thank you very much. It's going to be quite a shift to having COVID in the community in a sort of real way. Thank you very much. Dougal Sutherland, clinical psychologist with Victoria University.